What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today with Henry Cruz. How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Awesome. I'm glad we finally were able to do this after a while. But yeah, I think what happened? You were stranded in New Orleans or something a few weeks ago.
We went down there to play some shows. We're playing in Tallahassee and New Orleans, and it was like Tallahassee on Saturday, New Orleans on Sunday. And we found out, like, because when all the ice and stuff came through, when it gets cold in New Orleans, they cancel stuff because it's hot there like year round. They don't have clothes or whatever to, you know.
Yeah, I guess not.
But they canceled the show like the night before while we were playing that Tallahassee show. Mm. But we kind of just we're touring with two other bands. We kind of just grinded to get like two gigs. We picked up two gigs, but they're on Monday instead of Sunday, so we stayed an extra day already,
right?
And then we couldn't drive back because of the ice.
It was nuts. We got to hear it. So I guess we could just hop on in with like what have you been up to? Clearly you're hitting the road and everything. Like, are you recording, or are you just mainly playing shows? Like, what have you been up to?
Yeah, we put out an album in October. Mm-hmm. It's like our first album. I have two EPs out, but this is the first like full length album. And we're just like playing all the songs from that. And next month in March, we're about to put out a album that's like a live album. That's all the songs, but live.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of the next thing.
That'd be badass. Yeah, for sure. And we'll talk more about that here in a bit. But I guess just so people could get a little familiar with you, just kind of like tell us about how, I guess, you got into music and really wanted to pick it up. You were born in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess I guess let's start there. Like, has music always been like a thing for you, I guess?
Yeah. I my parents are both very artistic. Mom paints. She's an art professor. My dad also plays. He plays drums and he sings and he plays guitar like me. So, but it was just always around. And so I've been playing guitar since I was like 2 years old. Wow. So it's always been the thing.
Sure. What drew me into your stuff is like, I love the blues rock shit. Like, I've always loved blues rock and anything adjacent from it. And, your music really scratches that itch for sure. I guess, how would you describe your sound and like if you had to put a label on it, which, you know, we don't really need to nowadays with music, but if you had to describe it, how would you?
I just tell people it's rock and roll. I mean, I like rock and roll. I mean, I like country and blues and soul, and I play jazz, but I just like good, well-written songs, and I like, yeah, I just say it's rock and roll. It kind of encompasses a lot of different things, but that's just sort of what I say.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing about Nashville, I don't live in Nashville, but I go there a lot. And one of the things as an out of towner, and as I started to go there more, I was really kind of shocked to see like the rock scene there. Cause you know, if someone who didn't live in Nashville my whole life and I went, I was like, oh, it's country music for sure. Yeah. But I never thought like, oh, there's like a huge rock scene. Like, and it's like, you know, really vibing. Like you could, does it feel like that for you?
It feels like it's definitely becoming more of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's like country and indie rock and like metal and punk and like everything you could possibly think of in Nashville, no matter how small the scene is. But there's definitely a rock scene.
Yeah. Do you find like more of a sense of like community, I'd imagine, within the scene, or is it like a healthy mix of that and competition? Like what kind of vibes do you pick up with that?
I mean, I think it's a pretty good community. I have a lot of friends in like the country sort of scene that are, I mean, we're kind of different sort of from a lot of other acts out there. So like, there's just kind of a mutual respect, I guess, between everybody for, you know, how, cause everybody's so good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the people that have been around for a while and still making it happen are really good, you know? But there's also, I mean, yeah, there's like a little competitive kind of thing, but I mean, you kind of need that.
Yeah, like that's a healthy thing, right? Like to keep each other like pushing and everything. And,
yeah, it's a healthy competition for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And like the that's a cool thing that I've learned also, like in town, is that like the songwriting scene is like so, like some people just write songs. And, you know, I'm not.
Yeah,
you know, I was ignorant to that whole thing, and now I'm like, wow, like there's a whole community there, like it's dedicated to each like niche, I guess, in the industry. And it's just like a big pool, like of everybody. It's like a really cool thing to watch. I don't know if that made any sense, but.
No, you're right. Yeah. There's always something going on every day. There's always a show somewhere. There's always like 10 shows anywhere, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and, for sure.
But yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. So, and another thing, that I've always thought, and I talk about on here, like every single interview, is that, I think the live shows are like, with any artist, I think live shows, at least from a fan's perspective, is like the most important part. Like it's the most, like whether it's like just discovering a band, like if you just walk into a club or something one day and like the live show, if it, you know, grabs you enough, like that's what keeps you as a fan. It keeps you coming back. I'm kind of curious on your thoughts with that, because, you know, nowadays with the way the music industry is, you got like social media is like a huge part of it now. And like, there's so many different facets, and I'm curious as to like what you might like think of that and how you navigate it.
Oh, like the live show.
Yeah. Like compared to like other things that might be like super, like, you know, a way to reach fans and stuff.
Nah, yeah. I think that's definitely the thing that I like to do probably the most with the whole project, you know. The first batch of songs I wrote really were to like put on a good live show.
Mm.
So that's always sort of been the focus. I mean, I like being in the studio, but you know, if you can put on a great live show, like people don't forget that, you know?
Yeah. Like, and that's what, it's funny you say that, 'cause that's something that's always been really interesting to me, is like when, like how you said you write songs for the live experience. Like, what's the difference? I mean, obviously, you know, like if you go write some crazy experimental shit, that doesn't translate live.
Right.
But like, what's the difference for you, at least, like when you try to write like maybe something for a record versus like, oh, I want to do this live.
Yeah. And, now that was kind of when I started writing songs, but like, it's definitely more riff heavy, more like structure heavy.
Yeah.
There's more hits and just like stuff. Like, I mean, I always think like, I'm always looking at the big picture, you know, like when I send the band new songs, I usually like make a demo recording of me playing everything.
Yeah.
And then I just send it to them. And I'm like, all right, this is pretty much how I want the, you know, parts and stuff to go. And they'll like add their own flair and stuff.
Yeah.
But lately, more recently, I've been writing just more, I don't know, just focusing more on lyrics and sort of like themes of songs. I mean, I still like put the structures into the songs, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just a different way of like approaching it.
Yeah. And when I listen to music, I've always been the type of like music fan to like, I always focus more on the, like the instrumental aspect, the instrument element, everything but the lyrics, which is not a, you know, like a lot of people only focus on the lyrics, like the songwriter stuff. And like, so like that's, and I was going to ask you if like that, like as like a guy who's been playing guitar since he was two, like as like, have you always like been more focused on like the instrument structure? I don't know. I'm ignorant to the words, but like the instrumental element versus like the lyrics.
For a long time, but I've also like, I've still always, and this is something I've just sort of realized now, is that I've always just liked good songs, you know, like, I was kind of raised on like Neil Young and Bob Dylan and Creedence and all that kind of, and it had, all that stuff has like great guitars in it and solos and stuff, but you know, that's like sort of really like lyric based. Sort of songwriters. I'm like, I'm really into that right now. Like sometimes I'll be writing the lyrics first.
Yeah.
And then coming back and like 6 months later and coming up with music for it. But
For sure. Those are like that era, man. Like with the, in the late 60s kind of like those guys, it's hard to get better than that. I got I don't mean to go off on a tangent here, but like I've gotten recently really into like the Laurel Canyon stuff. Have you ever like dove into that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh man.
My bread and butter for sure.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. That's awesome. I could definitely see those influences too with your stuff. Like it has that, I like to describe it as like, it's has that vintage or retro, whatever word you want to say sound. But the most important part is that it's also fresh and it's like new. It has like a healthy, like, you know, line that it walks to where it's like, it has that like familiarity that everyone loves. But like the best part is that it is consistently fresh, like with your stuff. And,
Thank you, man.
And do you like co-write ever like with other artists or do you, is it just you?
I do. I write, so people will ask, I mean, it's Nashville, people ask me to co-write. And so I will, I mean, sometimes, come up with something cool, but, it's a lot of it is just me or written by me and, my guitar player, Steven. It's in our band. It's a two guitar band. It's like the Allman Brother, like a dueling guitar sort of thing, but it's a good amount of songs I write with Steven Hancock, my guitar player. And then I'm in another band, called, I play drums in a band right now.
Okay.
Called Snowbird Hollow.
Okay.
And I write with them too. I write the music for that or the songs.
Right
I'm
on.
With them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So mainly co-writing with those guys.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's just me.
Yeah, man. What was the other band called you play drums in?
Snowbird Hollow.
Okay. Shout out to them. Is it like the same kind of, like what's the style there? Is it same, different?
It's basically it's a super similar vibe. They're a little more towards like the country sort of side of things.
Okay.
But it's cool. Yeah.
Right on. Well, shout out to them too.
Yeah.
Might as well, you know. But awesome, man. Let's talk a bit about the big Nashville record.
Yeah.
So that I was hooked immediately. I know I could be wrong, but I think you played like one of the Raise Rowdy rounds like in December or something. Or
I did.
And Nick, who like runs, you know, he's the big boss man. He sent me your record. He's like, dude, this is right up your alley. And like, sure enough, it was.
And, sick.
Yeah, man. And let's talk a bit about that record. I guess first off, like, were you pretty happy with the reception when it dropped and everything?
Yeah, it's been good. People have a lot of good things to say about it, which is nice.
Yeah,
considering
for sure.
the effort that was put into making it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was your go ahead.
Oh well, go ahead. Yeah,
I was just gonna ask like what the whole like recording situation was like. Who'd you record with? Like producers, anything like that?
I produced it. We recorded it with this engineer. His name's Jeremy Bernstein.
Okay.
And it's at a place called the Retro Lab.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
It's they're like kind of, I think they're like in the process of moving or something right now. So they're not like operating like presently.
Okay. But
we recorded it there. We basically did like 2 days there. And then at my bass player, Chris's house, we did a, like just overdubs for a day. So we basically recorded it all in 3 days.
Wow.
But we had been playing all the songs live like so much leading up. So
it was
pretty easy just to go in and knock. That's kind of what we usually do, you know?
Yeah.
Just go in and like knock it out pretty fast. Cause until we can, you know, spend a month in the studio,
stuff
out, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which would be cool, but
yeah, well, you know, it's all, you know, along the road. You'll get there eventually. But that's awesome, man. And like I said, man, I loved it. I've listened to many tracks off that a lot.
thanks.
Yeah, man. And I guess, like, can you tell us a bit about, like, what you might have coming up? I know you mentioned it earlier if you want to hit back on that and everything.
Yeah. It's the live album. Yeah, it's a live show, like, last year is kind of the year that we started really getting out there and on the road.
Yeah.
And we have recordings from a lot of those shows. And I've kind of just compiled different ones from like different shows. And
sure.
Pretty much. So I have like, I'm sitting on like a ton of live material. So, but for this, I thought it'd be cool just to kind of further advertise the record.
Yeah.
but still put out something new, but not really put out something new. So it's all the songs on the live album, but
yeah,
from the album.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's kind of funny, like this, at least from what I'm seeing, I feel like there's like a live album resurgence with like people like around our age, like in our 20s or whatever. Like, I mean, maybe could attribute it to like all these new modern jam bands and like, you know, sure, those are always, you know, but it's really cool to see because that's something that was like kind of a lost thing for a while. I don't know what you think about that, but.
No, yeah, I agree. I think people should do it more. The plan is to put this one out and then have kind of like multiple volumes of like live stuff.
Yeah.
Sort of like a Dead kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Just because we have enough and we're going to record more, like, you know,
while yeah.
we're still touring and stuff.
And like,
but
is it like, I guess, like you said, like you're playing your songs live anyway. Like that's kind of like an easy way to like just get music out there. And you have that fan base that loves live albums, like the Dead guys or like Fish or Goose and all them. Like, I guess it would be like, I never thought about that, but like, that's an easy way to get music out there, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, they say you're supposed to release a song every 4 to 6 weeks or something like that these days.
Ugh.
But I don't know if anybody actually does that. But
yeah. Well, that's the era we're in, I guess. But before we get out of here, just a few more. So have you had like an oh shit moment, to put it bluntly? Like, have you had like off the top of your head like a moment, maybe you were on stage or in the recording, has there been anything where you're like, wow, I'm actually doing this is crazy?
Yeah, I mean, the whole process of making the big Nashville record, for sure, just because I really, you know, with Jeremy the engineer, I really like brainstormed with him. I was like, I kind of like wanted to sound like this and this, and like he like just perfectly he's a true wizard, you know. He did a great job putting all that, because he also mixed it.
Yeah,
but definitely that. And we opened for Marcus King last year. That was a pretty sick,
that's pretty huge
experience. Yeah.
yeah man, that's awesome. And I can't wait to see what you have coming up too. I know you mentioned the live album, of course.
Yeah.
Within the year 2026, it's only February, so we got a while to go. Do you have any like short term, long term goals? Like anything you really want to accomplish this year?
Yeah. I mean, other than playing live more, we have an EP that we recorded last July.
Okay.
And it's like mixed and mastered. It's like done, but I'm waiting to put it out until, you know, I can just get through promoting the album that's already out. But that'll be out by the end of the year, middle to the end of the year. We'll start rolling that one out. So
awesome.
And then we'll probably record another album, because I have so many songs.
Awesome, man. That's awesome. I can't wait, dude. And thank you for hopping on, Henry. This is a lot of fun. I'm glad we could finally do it and talk. Yeah, man. But before we go, if you have like shows coming up, also plugs, like a website, social media, like anything like that, the floor is yours.
Yeah, henrycruzmusic.com and is where you can find all of my stuff, all of my shows. I don't know when this is going to be out, but we're playing in Fox and Lock and Leaper's Fork on Wednesday. And then we're going to North Carolina on Friday in Black Mountain. And then we're playing DC on Saturday.
Oh,
this coming week. So,
okay.
That's what we got coming up. And then the live album's coming out, the regular album's out, and then there's going to be an EP out. So,
right on. Yep. Yep. People have much to listen to until your next release. So,
yeah.
And they need to do that, because that record was great. And, Henry, I can't wait to see what else you got coming out. See what you get into this year.
Yeah.
Again, thanks a lot for hopping on. You guys make sure to follow Henry, and also check out Raise Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. Googleist will show up. So thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya. My boots look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Take you home tonight.